Looking back 50 years of AFN. One of the most important pieces of legislation in Alaska's Native history is the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The Alaska Federation of Natives got its start at a meeting in 1966 when 400 Alaska Natives met in Anchorage to talk about how to stop the state and others from taking their land. For the next 5 years, AFN focused on talks that led to the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, or ANCSA. Ted Stevens was a U.S. senator who worked to get the bill passed.
There was something for all Alaskans in the settlement of the land claims.
ANCSA didn't transfer money and title to lands to tribes, but to for-profit Native corporations. Janie Leisk was the president of Alaska Federation of Natives.
I think that what ANCSA did was to provide a vehicle for Alaska Natives to, first of all, become economic powers. I never thought that we would have such powerfully economic, successful corporations that we do have now.
Former Cook Inlet Region Incorporated President Roy Hundorf says tribes can provide important services too. A few years ago, he urged the state to work with tribes.
If more recognition was given to the tribes who can do certain things that the state otherwise would have to do, there is a lot of mutual benefit to doing this, in my view. Other states have done this, and they're very happy about it.
Since then, AFN has continued to fight for Native interests in Congress. For instance, it worked to ensure subsistence was protected in the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act of 1980. Looking Back, 50 Years of AFN is a production of Quantic Broadcast Corporation.